This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A defiant U.S. President Joe Biden rejected blame Monday for chaotic scenes of Afghans clinging to the U.S. military planes in Kabul in a desperate bid to flee their home country after the Taliban's easy victory over an Afghan military that America and NATO allies had spent two decades trying to build. At the White House, Biden called the anguish of trapped Afghan civilians gut-wrenching and conceded the Taliban had achieved a much faster takeover of the country than his administration had expected. The U.S. rushed in troops to protect its own evacuating diplomats and others at the Kabul airport, but the president did express no second thoughts about his decisions to stick by the U.S. commitment formulated during the Trump administration to end America's longest war, no matter what. When briefing the emergency session on the Afghanistan issue, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for united efforts for the international community in offering the Afghan people humanitarian support and securing the basic human rights. He said, "I appeal to the Security Council and the international community as a whole to stand together, to work together and act together and use all tools at its disposal to suppress the global terrorist threat in Afghanistan and to guarantee that basic human rights will be respected." The swift Taliban takeover of Afghanistan has news organizations simultaneously trying to cover the story, protect their journalists and families, and help people who have done work for them over the past two decades. Video of chaotic scenes from the Kabul airport were frequently repeated during the news reports. This is VOA News. A hospital in the southwestern Haiti area where a powerful earthquake flattened homes, shops, and other buildings over the weekend was so overwhelmed with patients that many had to lie in patios, corridors, verandas, and hallways. Then a looming storm to bring heavy rains forced officials to relocate them as best they could, given the hospital's poor conditions. Even those patients were somewhat fortunate. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency on Monday raised the death toll from Saturday's earthquake to 1,419 and the number of injured to 6,000, many of whom have had to wait under the burning heat, even on an airport tarmac, for help. Rescuers announced more bodies from the sites of several flooding that devastated parts of northern Turkey, bringing the death toll to at least 77. Torrential rains battered the country's northwestern Black Sea provinces on August 11th, causing floods that demolished homes and bridges, swept away cars, and blocked access to numerous roads. About 2,400 people were evacuated across the region amid the floods, with scores of them lifted to safety by helicopters. Many are being temporarily housed in student dormitories. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is appealing a federal judge's order that blocked Biden's suspension of new oil and gas leases on federal land and waters. A Louisiana-based federal judge issued the ruling in June, siding with Louisiana's attorney general and officials in 12 other states. Those states said the administration bypassed bureaucratic steps required before such delays can be undertaken, and that the moratorium would cost the states money and jobs. The administration said Monday the pause is needed because the leasing programs are responsible for significant greenhouse gas emissions. Spirit Airlines is putting numbers on a damaging stretch of flight cancellations this summer. It said Monday that it canceled more than 2,800 flights from July 30th to August 9th. It cost the airline about $50 million in lost revenue. It does say the meltdown, along with the surge in COVID-19 cases, is causing more last-minute cancellations and softer bookings. As a result, Spirit says it will reduce its schedule for the rest of the third quarter, which ends September 30th. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.